Welcome to Words from the Brothers, a podcast by the Sermons of the Word. Here we share scripture meditations, teaching, and reflections on our life and call as a brotherhood.
Our meditation passage for today begins with Hebrews chapter 10, starting at verse 1. For since the law has but a shadow of the good things to come, instead of the true form of these realities, it can never, by the same sacrifices that are continually offered every year, make perfect those who draw near. Otherwise, would they not have ceased to be offered, since the worshippers, having once been cleansed, would no longer have any consciousness of sins? But in these sacrifices, there is a reminder of sin every year. For it is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sin. Consequently, when Christ came into the world, he said, "Sacrifices and offerings you have not desired, but a body you have prepared for me. In burnt offerings and sin offerings you take no pleasure." Then I said, "Behold, I have come to do your will, O God, as it is written of me in the scroll of the book." When he said above, "You have neither desired nor taken pleasure in sacrifices and offerings and burnt offerings and sin offerings, these are offered according to the law." Then he added, "Behold, I have come to do your will. He that does away with the first in order to establish the second, and by that will, we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. And every priest stands daily at his service, offering repeatedly the same sacrifices which can never take away sins. But when Christ had offered for all time a single sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God, waiting from that time until his enemies should be made a footstool for his feet. For by a single offering he has perfected for all time those who are being sanctified." The writer of Hebrews begins telling us that the old law, with its repeated sacrifices, was just a shadow, more of a faint outline of something greater to come. Those offerings made year after year, they could never fully cleanse. They were a reminder of sin. They were not a remedy for it. I want us to pause here. Imagine that reality, knowing that there's something missing in your sacrificial system that's meant to make you clean. You're always longing for maybe freedom from sin, but it never quite arrives. You're always longing to be made pure and holy, but it never quite gets there. Can you feel that tension of that system? You're always reaching, but you've never actually grasped. With that feeling, I want us to then shift our attention to verse 10. Quote, "By that will, we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all." Once for all. I want that word to sink in. Jesus steps into history, not with another temporary fix, but with himself, his own life, which he gives freely so that we can be made pure once and for all. Unlike the priest who stood daily offering sacrifices that could only cover sin, Jesus sits down at the right hand of God. This is a position of rest. He sits. Why is that? Well, it's because his work is finished. His one sacrifice, perfect and complete. Breathe that truth in. Your forgiveness isn't partial. It doesn't have to be revisited, just on the Day of Atonement as it did for the Jews, or every year during the 40 days, but your forgiveness is totally done. Verse 14 says, "For by a single offering, he has perfected for all time those who are being sanctified." Perfected. You, me, all who trust in him, we are being perfected, made right. Not by our own efforts, but by what Jesus is being done. There's real power here. The law, it always points to sin. It reminds us of our failing, of our weakness, of our incapacity to measure up to God's original plan for humanity. But Jesus, he points to grace. The old covenant says we must sacrifice again. We must continue to worship and be made pure every year, time and time again. But the new covenant, tells us it is finished. Let that rest mark this time of prayer for you. What burden have you been carrying, thinking it's still yours to fix maybe? What area that you feel like you have to sacrifice to in order to be made pure? Hear Christ meet you there and say, I've already taken it to you. As we close, let's listen to verse 17. Quote, I will remember their sins and their lawless deeds no more. God chooses not to hold your past against you, not because you've earned it, but because Jesus himself has secured it. Sit with that promise for a moment. You're not defined by your sin anymore. You're defined by the light of Christ. Thank him for that. Use your own words. Express that gratitude that Jesus, once and for all, has dealt with your sin in his body on the cross. And as you go about your day, recognize that you're forgiven fully and forever. Amen.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, the International Ecumenical Brotherhood of the Sword of the Spirit. For more content like this, visit us at servantsoftheword.org.